This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Good afternoon, Simon. I'm not Kathy. I'm Paul filling in for Simon, but how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're really good. It's Wednesday, but no, this time of year, all the days tend to feel a little bit like a Sunday. So it's Wednesday, a Sunday over here in studio. Nice and warm, but not too hot. So, Simon, you've got two stories for us today. The first one is focuses on a report released by the Associated Press that focuses on the actions of the IDF in the recent Gaza protest borders, Gaza border protests. What can you tell us about that?
Yes. So, of course, these protests have been going on now for, you know, several months. So, you know, we were kind of used to hearing reports about them. But this AP one caught our eye because, first of all, it's worth pointing out that the person who wrote it, the journalist, is actually the Associated Press's Asia-Pacific correspondent, and he works out of Bangkok, which makes you wonder how he's able to do a story on Gaza anyway from Thailand. You know, it's thousands of miles away from the scene. But what did he write? Well, the headline pretty much tells a story. It says, in Gaza protests, Israeli troops aim for legs. And it claims that Israeli snipers have targeted one part of the body more than any other, the legs. And it talks about, you know, lots of protesters being treated, you know, having reached colossal proportions, but it fails to distinguish between those who've suffered minor injuries. We're talking, you know, scratches, tear gas inhalation, and it doesn't distinguish those from the more serious wounds. And let's remember as well that the figures that they are quoting are from the Ministry of Health. Any guesses who controls the Ministry of Health in Gaza? Hamas. So we have to wonder about that. In addition, you know, we're talking about, you know, they're talking about 10,000, over 10,000 protesters who've received medical care. And what's, you know, there have been around an estimated 200,000 people who've taken part in these protests. And that means that, you know, you could say something like approximately 5% of the protesters have been classified as injured in some way or another. And most of those were probably treated for tear gas inhalation. So this is hardly colossal proportions. But I think what's worse is we're talking about lots of Palestinians, this AP article, being seriously injured, having sort of their legs blown off and things like that. And I think we have to realize that the reason why Palestinians are being shot in the legs is because the IDF is attempting to minimize the casualties by not firing at places such as their head or their torso. We've heard of lots of Palestinians sort of crouching down as they approach the border fence. So the Israeli soldiers have a choice. They can either refrain from shooting entirely, or they take the risk that the shots of the legs might end up killing people. So, you know, it's a real problem. And the AP have really gone about essentially presenting the IDF as a sort of a monstrous army trying to injure people deliberately, even though it's actually a result of the IDF trying to make sure there are fewer casualties and fewer fatalities.
This an important piece from your website to try and correct some of the inaccuracies and the misconceptions in the original article. And there's another article, which I believe you've written, entitled Murdered Israeli Baby, Also Victim of the Independence False Moral Equivalence. This is, of course, about the Sunday's attack outside Ofra and what's happened since then. What can you tell us about that article?
Yes, I mean, at the beginning, you know, I often talk about the adage, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And, you know, we thought that because of this was a particularly horrific terrorist attack, that there would be wall-to-wall coverage. And the simple fact was there was virtually no coverage at the time. And I thought that was actually quite disgusting, particularly as we had a dead baby, a dead Israeli baby. You would think that would be newsworthy. But, you know, aside from wire service coverage, there was virtually no coverage at all. And then a couple of days later, I was really quite appalled when I saw the headline in The Independent, which is a UK title, and it said, Palestinian toddler dies from wounds in Gaza as premature Israeli baby killed after West Bank shooting. So essentially, in order to cover the death of an Israeli baby by terrorism, the Independent found it necessary to balance this with the death of a Palestinian toddler. Now, how did this Palestinian toddler die? Well, the baby was brought to a riot where shrapnel from a stray bullet hit the baby. I mean, let's be quite clear here. This is absolutely tragic. No one wants to see any babies killed or injured in any conflict. But the parents brought the baby to the border fence. And it was clearly the baby was not killed deliberately by an IDF bullet. It was shrapnel that hit the baby. And somehow the Independent has turned this into a moral equivalence between a premature baby that was killed by, you know, in a terrorist attack, and a four-month-old toddler who was killed accidentally when the child was brought to a riot where there was clearly a huge risk of being injured.
Wow. Okay. So following on from the tragic events of the week, the reporting just seems to keep sticking the boot in, Simon. Well,
absolutely. And I think it's mainly to do with the fact that the media tend to think that Israeli victims of terrorism, when it takes place in the disputed territories, that they somehow deserve this by virtue of where they live, which I think is absolutely wrong. Israeli civilians should not be targeted wherever they live. Terrorism is unacceptable.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today, Simon. Simon Ploska from Honest Reporting, defending Israel from media bias. Thank you very much for checking in with us, and looking forward to speaking to you same time next week.
Thank you.